Here's what we've been doing. The last 2 weeks, we've been in this series, Him Plus Her. And if you remember, what we talked about the first week is that in middle school, in your middle school years, the safest, the best, the wisest place for you to be when it comes to the opposite gender, the opposite side of the room, is to focus on a friendship. And we said that if you just take these 3 years and focus on being friends with the opposite gender, what that will do is it will eliminate pressure that doesn't need to be there, and it will remove drama that doesn't need to be there, right? And so understand, before we say anything else, that's where you should land. And I'm sure all the parents and small group leaders will say amen. So that's where you should be. But we also know, and in this series, the purpose is I want you to hear a biblical perspective and what God's word has to say when it comes to the opposite gender. And so last week we talked about dating. And not that any of you are or even should be even thinking about dating, but what we said is if we can go to the board, and I want to remind you that this is kind of a picture of all the relationships that are in our lives. And what we said is that before we begin to open that chapter of our life book, the chapter of dating, right, is we need to make sure it is most important that, number one, for you, that you love God more than you like another person. And vice versa, that the person that you're interested in when you get to be 40, that they love God more than they like you. Because here's the thing, that's what this means. It means that God is at the core. I was just kidding about being 40. But God is at the core of your life. And here's what happens. When God is truly at the core of your life, then what's going to happen is you are going to be a much healthier person. A much healthier person, and perhaps you will attract healthier people in your life. Now, what we've said from the get-go is that each week is a progression of the conversation. And so week one, we talked about friendship. Week two, we talked about dating. And tonight, week three, we talk about God's plan and God's purpose for sex. Now, just to get all the giggles out of the way, all right? Count of three, let's just say the word together loudly. Let's proclaim it. Here it is. One, two, three. Beautiful, beautiful. You guys just, I'm telling you, you just said it so well right there, okay? Now, get the giggles out. It's funny, whatever. Now, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about this, okay? Here's where we're not going to go. We're not going to go into education about sex. That's something. That's something that you, listen. You need to go and you need to have that conversation with your parents. You need to go, listen. You need to go have that conversation with your parents. That's the healthiest place that you could go and have that conversation. That's where you need to go to have that conversation. Tonight, let me tell you what tonight's about, just for a few minutes, is I want you to understand God's plan and God's perfect purpose for your life when it comes to this topic. And a lot of times we think to ourselves, we think things like, well, sex is dirty or it's wrong or we shouldn't be thinking about that or talking about that. The latter is true. You shouldn't be thinking about it or talking about it, but it's a gift that God created and designed for you to have at some point in your life when you are married to another person of the opposite gender. It's God's plan. It's God's purpose. And here's what I want you to understand. This is kind of a rallying statement, if you want to write this down at the top of your outline, is that sex is something that God created. Oftentimes we don't think of it like that, but that is something that God created for you and for me. He created that. He created that. And so rather than thinking it's wrong or it's dirty or we shouldn't talk about it, think of it as the fact that it's a gift. And it's a gift that God has given to us. But sometimes what happens in our life is that there are times when we or people, we try to draw a, for example, a dotted line, okay, when God has clearly drawn a solid line. And when it comes to sex, God has clearly drawn a solid line. His rule book for you, His plan for you, which is perfect, is that sex is only intended, I want you to listen to this, one man, one woman who are married to one another. That's it. Anything out of the context of that takes something that God meant and created to be amazing between a husband and wife, and it messes it up. And oftentimes, we try to draw a dotted line where there is a solid line. And here's what I'm saying with that. The world has twisted that message. The Bible says it like this. It says, so a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife. In other words, get married. A man will leave his father and mother, be united with his wife, get married, and then the two will become one body. So God's plan for you, God's plan for me is that we would get married, guys to your wife, ladies to your husband, right? And in the context of marriage, that's the gift to you and to your spouse. Now, the Bible also says it like this. It says marriage should be honored by everyone. Husband and wife should keep their marriage pure, for God will judge as guilty those who take part in sexual sins. In other words, that a husband and wife, once they are married, once they have covenanted before God and man and family and friends to be married to one another, nothing should mess that up. They should be faithful to one another. Let me remind you, one man, one woman who are married. And anything out of the context of that is taking it and twisting it. And that's exactly what the world has done. The world has taken something great and it's created it like this, kind of like a tornado, even though that probably looks nothing like a tornado, okay? But the world has twisted what God intended to be special. What God intended, listen, what God intended to be sacred, sacred, amazing, special between you and your spouse. And what I mean by that is simply this. Everywhere that you look, you are bombarded by this. For example, it's all over the television. It's all over movies. It's all over lyrics of songs. It's all over social media. It is all over the place, right? I mean, I'm watching television the other day, and a cartoon game has been created on the iPhone that is just, it's just terrible. So here's the thing. It's everywhere that you look, and here's some of the messages that we hear. Here's some of the messaging that the world feeds into our brains is that sex is something that, you know, you do whatever you want, whenever you want, with whoever you want. It's limitless. It's not a big deal. It doesn't really matter that much. Behave how you want to behave. Hey, have as much fun as you can have. And listen. The world has dotted the line where God has made it solid. God's line is solid. It is solid. It is not dotted. It is not gray. It is not ambiguous. It is not, oh man, I wonder what he meant by it. No, it's not like that. It's clear. It's crystal clear. It's as clear as clear can be. And here's the thing. The Bible mentions sexual immorality over 47 times. Sex is something that God takes very, very seriously. He takes it very, very seriously. And I want to read a passage to you that I think will help us all rally around God's plan and purpose. And so here's the do. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to think as you walk out of this room. Well, okay, what do you want me to do with all this? I get what God's plan is. God's plan is one man, one woman who were married. That's when it's okay. That's what God intended for sex. That was God's plan. That was his rule book. That's his map. And so here's the do. My hope for you students, and I know you're young. I know that you're only in the sixth grade, but I appreciate your maturity tonight. My prayer for you, my desire for you is that you would fight for your purity. That you would fight for your purity. Because let me tell you what happens. When we get outside of the context of what God originally intended for this part of our life to be, what will happen is it will take you to a place that you don't want to be, and it will leave you there longer than you want to stay. And I understand that you may not fully understand that or get that, but it's just true. It will take you to a place that you don't want to be, and it will leave you longer than you want to stay. And this is what God's word says. I want you to hear this. I want you to listen to this. Guests of ours, this is not something we talk about every week. We talk about this one time a year. So welcome. We're glad you're here. All right, so here's what it says. Page 1188, 1 Corinthians 4:3. We're going to move through this quickly. Here's what it says. It says, it is God's will. In other words, it is God's plan. It is God's perfect desire. It is God's hope. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. What does sanctified mean? It means being holy. It means that you are set apart. It means that you are different than maybe the world's standards, that you've made a different choice for your life than maybe the world would choose for you, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Very clear. The Bible says that you should avoid sexual immorality. Now, what does he mean by sexual immorality? Well, he means sex before marriage. You should avoid that. He means looking at things that you shouldn't be looking at. You should avoid those things. Listening to things. Some of the lyrics of the songs that you guys listen to. What in the world? You should avoid listening to that trash. And I'm not here to judge you, but I'm just here to help you. I'm here to help you understand how to avoid sexual immorality. You should avoid watching movies that you shouldn't be watching. Students, if I could just help you to understand the dire importance of protecting your eyes from what you see, it's huge. He goes on, he says that each of you, this is God's will for you, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like pagans who do not know God. And in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all of those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. Check this out, verse 7. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. And here's the kicker. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you his Holy Spirit. You see, students, when we try to disregard God's plan and God's will and God's purpose for this part of our life, we're not rejecting men, we're rejecting him. And God is the one that created it. So the wisest decision, the smartest decision that we could make is to listen to the one who created it, to listen to what he says. So as we wrap up tonight, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about what are some steps that you can take when it comes to keeping your purity, fighting for your purity. One thing is this, the Bible says flee from sexual immorality. You guys ever seen Forrest Gump? Anybody ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yes! Nice movie.
Thank you for your participation. So you guys remember that time in the movie he's like, or Jenny, what does Jenny say to Forrest? Run! Yeah. Can we say it together? One, two, three. Run, Forrest, run. Okay, cool. So that is what the Bible is saying in this passage. It's not, there's not like this hidden meaning. He is saying run. He is saying get out of Dodge. He is saying flee. Go the other direction. If you're watching television and your parents aren't around and you're flipping through the channels and something comes on, throw the remote and run out of the room. Get out of the room. If you're hanging out on your iPhone, And an ad comes up or a app, throw your phone. Who cares if it breaks? You can get a new one. Okay, don't break your phone. Parents may not like that. They are expensive. But listen. He is saying, run away. And here's what I know to be true, and then I'm going to pray for us. Keeping your purity is a fight. It is not something that's just going to happen. It is not something that's just going to take place in your life. It is a fight that you are going to have to fight along with God's help. Because God's plan and God's will for you is that you would be completely pure until marriage. That's his purpose. That's his plan. That's what he wants for you. That's hope for you. And I believe this. I believe it is possible. But you have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. As we close, I want to present a question to you. And I know that this is not a question that you're asking. But this is a question that some of your friends are asking. And this is a question, frankly, that at times as you get older and older and older and go into your middle school and your high school years and all this kind of stuff, it's going to pop around more and more. And the question is this, because again, what happens is we like to draw a dotted line when God has made it solid. And it's the question of, well, how far is too far? How far can I go before I cross the line of the, you know, the boundary line that God has created for my life? And this is what I want to do. I want to challenge you, and I want to ask you to think about something. And that's the wrong question to ask. You got to understand that. It's the wrong question to ask. Instead of asking the question of how far is too far, ask the question, will this help or will this hurt my fight for purity before marriage? And I can guarantee you that the answer will be pretty clear. Will this help or will this hurt my fight for purity before marriage? Students, let me pray with you and then we'll wrap up. God, thanks so much for the maturity of these students tonight. I know it's a subject matter that's difficult and challenging. It's not the most comfortable. But I pray that they would be convinced, they would know that you have an amazing plan for them, an amazing plan for their life. And that plan involves purity and fighting for purity. And so I pray that you give them strength to do that. I pray that you would help them to protect their eyes and protect their mind and their heart. And that God, regardless of how twisted the world has made things to be, that we would cling to the truth that is in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.